I guess it's a finance committee yesterday. They came up with a figure for what needs to be pared from the budget. What are you looking at?
Well, yes, we met yesterday as a finance committee, and we actually looked at nearly a dozen different models, trying to figure out if we use 89% general state aid in the model or 85 or 82, and this whole idea about pension shift going from the state to the schools, whether we try to build that in at 0.5% a year or 1% a year. And in the end, we settled on a model that we tried to make look as realistic as absolutely possible, and that's given the information we have today. So we created the model based on 89% general state aid, which we're currently receiving, and 0.5% of cost shift coming to the school district per year. Things could be worse than that, but, you know, if they are, we'll have to deal with it at that time. And so with that model in mind, the finance committee determined that $500,000 in combination of reductions in revenue enhancements would be appropriate and would get us to the end result that we're looking for.
How much do you think you will need to cut? How much can be done perhaps through attrition?
Well, I think we're in a good place in terms of district, in terms of attrition. We have seven teachers retiring this year. So in terms of cutting personnel, I think you'll see either very little or none based on that $500,000 number. The impact to actual people working in the district will be extremely minimal.
Minimal in terms of cuts, but if you have seven fewer teachers, for example, next school year, there's going to be some impact on the educational system, correct?
Yeah, we won't have seven less teachers than next year. But as a district, over time, adds things and personnel and programs, that's when we take a critical look at times like this when we need to reduce. And given the opportunity, like, say, of seven teachers retiring, are there opportunities where we can combine some things and still offer the same educational levels, but just in a different way to where we could reduce a number?
What about revenue enhancers? Are you going to be looking at anything to bring in a little bit more money?
Well, you know, through the community forums that we held, there were a lot of ideas. And so we will look at those and try to determine which ones are doable right now. And so part of this $500,000 number will be some sort of revenue enhancers, or cost savings of some sort other than just a reduction of personnel.
Based on having to do $500,000 worth of adjustments of some sort, how will the school district look different in the fall than it does today?
I don't think it'll look different at all, Rich, in terms of the student experience and the parent experience of children going to school. And that's where I think that, again, we were fortunate that it landed at a time where we do have so many teachers retiring, because I think it'll give us an opportunity to reorganize ourselves in certain areas that natural transitions can just take place. And so I think from the student and parent perspective, I don't think they'll see any impact.
Will you be going through this exercise again next fall?
I hope not. If the legislators really stick to this 89%, and we don't take additional hits in transportation and general state aid, and if this cost shift doesn't come faster than anticipated, we should be okay. So I would anticipate we do not have to go through this again, but you know, we'll watch that very carefully as next year unfolds, and we'll listen to what the legislators are saying very carefully. And we're in hopes that we move this model forward, and this should put the district exactly what we intend to do 1 year's time, go from a big deficit to really stabilizing the organization in a very good way.
Can you explain the 89%? Are you anticipating receiving 89% of the money you got this fiscal year, or is that something different?
It's something different. It's really based on, you have to go clear back to 2009 when they reduced our general state aid. And because they've never raised the per pupil expenditure since that time, it's really 89% of what the number was back in 2009. So 11% reduction is a very significant amount of reduction. And that's what we're, when you look at the forecasted numbers, that's what we're using, that the legislature holds it right there.
Well, so you've received level funding since that 11% cut?
Well, I'm always, in fact, I always remind the legislators when they use that term level funding, because when the general public hears the word level funding, I think they're under the impression that, oh, they didn't take a cut this year. And level funding means that we continue to take that 11% cut year after year after year, which really is a compounded number because, again, that 11% was on a number clear back from 2009. And so that has had a very detrimental effect on school districts throughout the state.
So long term, what needs to be done? There's been a little bit of talk of trying to switch it so that there's not such a burden on the local property tax. I mean, would that help the funding of public schools?
I think most believe it would, Rich. But that's a tough sell in Illinois. And it's a tough sell because, if, as I said in the community forums, the majority of the votes in this state come from a very small area of the state, and they have the highest percentage of the legislative votes. And for them, it's a good model because their property tax brings in so much money that they're able to provide just phenomenal school districts and school buildings and facilities in that part of the state. So to get away from that model is a tough sell here in Illinois, but many of us believe that we do need to try to get away from that.
Anything else you can do? Anything else you can be lobbying for to try to perhaps improve the situation?
Well, I just think that we have to be vigilant to remind our legislators who are voting on these rules and regulations on our behalf the situations we're facing. And Macomb School District is an outstanding school district. It'll still be an outstanding school district when we go through this process. I'm very proud of the board in the sense that they're being proactive instead of reactive. And I think if you're going to survive this state's financial disaster as a school district, you better be proactive. And they're taking steps to make sure that we remain a fiscally viable, financially strong school district, even in the midst of what's going on at the state level.
Anything you want to add?
No, I think that's about it. And I'll be presenting a formalized list at the Monday's board meeting of what that $500,000 in reduction in revenue enhancements will consist of now. So I've got a lot of work to do the next few days to put that list together.
You'll have it together that quickly?
I will have it together that quickly. And this will be information only. So this will give the board the opportunity to see what that list looks like. And then they'll have to take action on that list in March. And so it'll give them a month to look at the list and consider my recommendations.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.